as we get closer to the weekend and closer to real local college football, we've spent very little time on that on our show. And I feel like we're going to ramp it up tomorrow, and then we're going to have Bostic in for 2 hours on Friday to get into it in all its glory. But how about a little early peek, Doran?
Yes.
The Pittsburgh Panthers have two quarterbacks listed as their starter. You got the or in between. And I'm not clearly as close to the program as you are. Your read. Is this, we don't know who's our quarterback, or both guys have performed well enough that they both merit consideration to be the starting quarterback?
I think it's the second option. They really like Nate Yarnell, and they like what he did at the end of the season and taking control of this team throughout the offseason while you were getting a new offensive coordinator in Cade Bell. And then you have the transfer and Eli Holstein come in and perform just as well. So I think this is a good situation going into this year, not like last year where you had Veyer, you had Phil, and you just didn't know, and both guys weren't really impressing as much and didn't know where to go. This is a situation where they will find out who the guy will be after Saturday. Saturday is the true legit evaluation of who will be the starting quarterback for the rest of the season. They won't flirt with going back and forth. They will pick one guy, and I don't know how the rep count will be on Saturday, but I would assume that both guys will get equal amount of reps being the starting quarterback or the guy that goes in second on Saturday, and that's where they'll use their true evaluation of who will be the guy this year.
A lot of times when teams open with a MAC school, and I think Pitt's a 24.5-point favorite, you're not going to show a lot. I wonder if that'll be the same here. I mean, you got Cade Bell, first game he's calling the offense. It is a massive change to the offense that they ran the last couple of years with Cignetti. You think they're going to show a lot? I mean, you don't want to show everything. You got a big game against Cincinnati, then a big game against West Virginia the following 2 weeks, but I think you need that to be another opportunity to sort of perfect the craft.
Yeah, you need to show enough. You need to show enough and get that true evaluation within yourself and then your true evaluation going against somebody else. So I think that Cade Bell has a lot of plays and a lot of designs and a lot of ways that he wants to run his offense. So with the question of will they show a lot? Yes, because there is even more. There's more to be had. So I think that they'll show enough that they're satisfied internally, but it'll be very satisfying for the fans because they will show a different dynamic each time that they do have the ball that will show a lot. But to Cade Bell, that's not his whole entire landscape of college plays, if that makes
sense. It makes a ton of sense. And I think the biggest question for me this year is just how quickly can that offense get up to speed? Because, and I've said this before, the back half of Pitt's schedule, really the final eight games of Pitt's schedule, there are wins to be had. Mm-hmm. If the offense can be playing at a fairly high level early or as close to its ceiling as possible early, that's how you can have a really good season, I think. If the offense is going to take time coming along, I still think Pitt can be a bowl-eligible team, but that to me is the biggest question. Just how fast can that offense click? To me, that's my biggest wonder going into the season for Pitt. Because I think the defense,
yep,
Pat Narduzzi is going to figure out the defense. I know you lose Charlie Partridge, and that's a big loss. Like, I don't think there's any way around that. But that's a loss that you have over the course of the offseason where I think it makes its biggest mark. And then in recruiting, stuff like that. I think Pat Narduzzi is going to find a way to have a competitive, good defense on the field this year.
Yes.
So what can the offense do? And if the offense is average to above average with what Pat Narduzzi could do with defense, I think that's how you wind up having a good year.
Yeah, they'll have a chance. It's going to come down to the quarterback. So as we wrap this up and kind of come full circle, like, which quarterback can operate the offense the best?
Yeah.
And we'll see that Saturday.
I'm excited to watch. I'm going to have to watch on delay.
Yep.
Because I'll be in Morgantown, where yesterday that line in that game came all the way down to Penn State -7.5.
Mm-hmm.
It opened up around 12. It ballooned to 15 this offseason. Drops yesterday to 7.5. Now it's at 8. It's going to be a close game, I think. Yep. I do.
I believe you. I mean, I'm anxious to see Drew Aller. I talked to Coach Palko the other day and asked him about him. And he possesses, and this is what he's telling me, he possesses all the traits to be an NFL quarterback, just needs to fine-tune some things, and has been looking good from what he says throughout this offseason and training camp. So I'm anxious to see if Drew Aller has that gene that we were talking about overrated, underrated NFL quarterbacks. Does he have that gene to win those big games to vault Penn State to being actually legit?
Man, and I'm totally serious on it. People think I'm going to come on here and torch Penn State, something like that. Drew Aller did not play well, and their offense didn't play well against Michigan and Ohio State. Okay. A lot of teams didn't play well against Michigan and Ohio State last year. Michigan, by the way, cheating a little bit. And they won the national championship. Pretty good football team. A lot of players go to the NFL, including the head coach. Did such a good job and wanted to get out of Dodge. He goes to the NFL. I don't think it's some great sin that Drew Aller struggled the most against those teams. He had his first starting experience last year, throws 25 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Now, yards per attempt, wasn't throwing the ball down the field. I understand that. Protected the football and threw 25 touchdowns, rushed for a few more. In his first real starting experience, I know he was the highest-rated quarterback recruit in the country. And so the expectations are through the roof. But for his first year to do that,
pretty good.
I think that's pretty good. I think Drew Aller's got a chance to be really good. I think they hired a great offensive coordinator. I think Penn State, it'll be a massive disappointment for their fan base if they're not in the college football playoff this year. And you don't have to play... I forget which one. They're not playing either Ohio State or Michigan.
Right. I think it might be Michigan.
I think you're right, and I think they have Ohio State at home. I think that's the case. And even if you don't win the Big Ten, you find a way to win 10 games, you're going to the college football playoff. I think the Drew Aller stinks narrative has kind of gotten out of the barn and gone too far. He needs to improve, but I think Drew Aller had a great year and basically what amounts to being a freshman.
They don't play Michigan.
Okay, so they play Ohio State.
At home.
At home. So, hey, future's now. You better get it done, James Franklin. All these three programs have pressure on them this year. Pitt wants to bounce back from 3-9. West Virginia feels like they could take a step into conference title consideration. And Penn State, frankly, if they don't make the college football playoff, it's a failure. Tons of pressure on these coaches.
Hardest schedule is obviously West Virginia.
It's brutal, man.
To start the season here on Saturday, you've got Penn State, and then we went through a little bit yesterday where you have like almost back-to-backs of top 25 opponents. You know, you got back-to-back, and then you have, I don't even know who you have. You have a non-ranked team, then you have back-to-back ranked teams, then you have a non-ranked team. Like, that's a gauntlet to go through.
With the exception being Pitt, all their toughest games are at home, though,
mm-hmm.
which I think helps.
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State's on the road, yeah, and they're going to lose that game. They always do.